here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Dynamite on the Couch Potato Sports Network. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Started this podcast a few weeks ago. Admittedly, a rough time to start a Raptors podcast. It has been a bit of an ugly watch. So today we're going to look at what's gone on, but also looking to the future as it is March Madness. So just giving out a couple of players on a couple of teams that you should watch out for that might make their way to the Toronto Raptors next season, looking at some mock drafts and just picking out a few prospects to check out. So we're in future watching mode because the present has not been all that great with this Toronto Raptors team. They're losing to everyone, and it's a bit of a tough watch. It's not as bad as it could be because, and this is, I remember, it's a ways away from those guys, but they're trying at least. And you can see that, right? Like it kind of caught Denver in the first half of that game, a little over a week ago, where the first half the Nuggets were like, God, really? Fine. Okay. We'll try in the second half. And then they kick the Raptors' face in. So, but at least there's that effort there, right? They aren't just going quietly into that dark night. And that is, if you listen to some of my other stuff, that is always the thing that I worry about when it comes to rebuilds. I get concerned that it is going to be a situation where losing becomes okay, right? And that's, I feel like that is something that set in Detroit for a little bit, here now in the NBA, and other places. Well, like Washington, it's set in 100%. A lot of times with rebuilds, you know what? The results don't matter this year. We're trying to get another good pick. Let's just go out there. And if you lose, it doesn't matter. I hate that mentality for teams, right? Like for front offices, whatever. But for coaches and for players, that mentality can't creep into the head at all because then losing becomes okay. And that becomes a real difficult switch to flip. Like just think about it at your job, right? When you're grinding away, you're working on something. Then you take a bit of a break. It's tough to flip that switch to get back into it. Or you work on something that you're not necessarily as passionate about. It's tough to get that thing going again, right? So that's the same thing with sports, where losing's okay. You're just kind of going through the motions, like, oh, well, get them next time. Oh, we've lost 7 in a row. Oh, well, what's it going to be, 8? Who knew? Like, you start to not worry about it, and that is a very difficult habit to get out of. And also, I do believe that learning how to win is a skill in professional sports. This team is not doing a whole lot of that right now, but they are at least going out there playing as if the results matter and battling for some positions. And from that, I do think we've learned a couple of things with this team. The first thing that I've taken away from this, and I've seen in a couple of spots some disagreement with this, but I think Darko Rajakovic is the guy for this job right now. Is he going to be the coach the next time the Raptors win a championship? I would probably bet against it, but I do think that he is someone who is good for what this team needs right now. And he has set up this offense in a way that can kind of maximize what they have. And sort of, it's kind of like in pro wrestling, they talk about it a lot. Accentuate the positives and hide the negatives. They have done that. Like, this is not an overly skilled team, especially the other night when Quickley and Barnes and Trent were all out. And now, like, Barnes is out, RJ with the horrific situation that his family is going through. He's not around right now. So, like, they are, this team that is lacking talent to begin with is lacking the talented players that they have. And so they are making up for it with a lot of the movement and a lot of the passing and a lot of just everything that they are doing on offense. So I think Darko has set this offense up in a way that at least lets the Raptors know what they have in some of these guys. And I think he has done a very good job with this team. And I do think that this is someone that the Raptors can have around for the next few years while this young team starts to develop. And while he starts to develop as a coach and gets a few more things going here and kind of understands the league a little bit more. But I think offensively, what they have created with the motion offense that they have is a really, really strong thing. And through that, I think we've seen some positives with the players. Again, I don't want this to seem like we're whistling past the graveyard. This is not a good basketball team that isn't playing good basketball, and they are losing because of it. So I don't want this to come across like I am thinking that being DeLulu is the Salulu, right? Like, I understand where this team is at. They're not making the playoffs. They're not going to come close to making the playoffs, nor should they make the playoffs. And if they play playoff-caliber teams, they get their brains beat in. So, like, I understand all of that. But just so I don't cry watching every game, there's a few positives that we can take from this. And I do think the main one is the kids and how well they have played. Agbaji is a bit of a revelation. I didn't know a ton about him when the Raptors brought him in. His shooting has relatively impressed me. He gets to the rim really well. But the one who has really stood out to me has been Grady Dick. And I know while this show has existed, I've talked about this a fair amount, but you see the numbers and all of that. It's like, okay, spot up shooter, kid, whatever. He is far from that. Confident shooter, no doubt. Good shooter, no doubt. But there is a complete offensive game in there. And that is where I think he is really thriving under Darko's offensive system. And I think as this season has gone along, he's getting more responsibility. And as the season is going along, he's getting a little bit more comfortable in this. He had a couple of really good cuts. I think it was the Orlando game. Look, it's all of them, right? Like, his movement of the basketball is great. And his three-point shooting is obviously there, but he's not just like dead red three-point shooter, right? Like, he is looking to create off the dribble. He is looking to get to the rim. He's just looking to put himself in the best offensive situation that you can. He loses his guy way too much defensively. And that's something that this Raptors team in general has had a real problem with. They get caught ball watching, for lack of a better term. And it's what killed them against the Nuggets. It killed them against Orlando. It's basically killing them all over the place. Is that they will get really focused on the ball handler. And all of a sudden that you start creeping away from your guy in the three-point line. And you get a little bit closer to the paint and closer to the paint. And then there's a skip pass across. And oh shit, this guy has a wide open three. And now we're losing again. So, like, there are things that need to be worked on for sure. But I do, and even, like, Porter, who has come in with Pirtle being out, I think he has kind of maximized his minutes. So, this has been a good, I don't want to say rehearsal, but good audition for some of these kids for opportunities for next year. I don't know if the plan would be start Grady Dick next season. I guess right now, it would probably be quickly Dick, RJ, Scotty, and Pirtle as your five. And then you have Olynyk and Agbaji on the bench. So there's obviously some room for improvement with this team. But I do think that I am comfortable going into next season with Grady Dick starting on this team. And that's not a spot I thought I would be at any point. Again, understanding that they're probably not going to be super competitive. But I have liked what I've seen from Grady Dick. And I think playing the season out and then a full off season, full training camp, all of that stuff, you're going to see a bit more development from this kid. But there's at least, as we've said before, like when everyone was playing and everyone was healthy, there was something there with this group. It needs to be added to and it needs to grow, but there's something there with this group. Part of the adding will likely come from the NBA draft. And so I thought, given that there is a gigantic college basketball tournament happening starting tomorrow, I thought this would be a pretty good time to run through just a few of the prospects who seem to be winding up in the Raptor neighborhood when you are looking at mock drafts. And so the Raptors right now could be picking around 6 and 17, given where picks that they have traded for and whatnot fall, and also that pesky protection in the one with the San Antonio Spurs. So there's a chance they only have one pick, and it's in the latter part of the draft, but for the purposes of this exercise, and again, so I don't weep every day watching this team, we will assume they have two first-round picks this year. And so a couple of players to keep in mind. The first couple here from Kentucky, a couple of guards, Rob Dillingham and Reed Shepard. Both guards, Bleacher Report's mock that came out yesterday had Dillingham going two, so maybe a little early. But, I mean, hey, draft lottery, right? And they have Shepard going three. The Ringer also has Reed Shepard going third overall. So the Raptors would need probably a bit of lottery luck to land these kids. But a couple of players to watch for just as we're getting ready for this and to maybe fantasize about. Or, like, if you have 6 and 17, maybe you can move up to 3. And get one of these kids. This seems like a pretty open draft. Also, just a note, and I'll note this again as we go along. This year's draft, and I know it's been talked about before, but it is all over the place with this draft this year. And, like, there was a couple of these guys here. We'll get to them a bit, but there's, like, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 picks between, like, where Bleacher Report has it and where The Ringer has it. And it's just, and like, at this time of year, part of it can just be, like, player rankings, basically. But it does seem like because there isn't, like, a consensus, really anything, aside from apparently Reed Shepard's going third, because there isn't a consensus anything on this right now, it is so all over the place. And we have seen sometimes the Raptors swing and miss, but I do think the Raptors have hit on quite a few draft picks over the last little while. Might have to go into that a little bit more, but just, it feels like they've done a pretty good job with the whole draft and develop thing at times. And so if you are a team that is good at that, this feels like a draft where you could come in and maybe steal a guy, or in the Raptors' case too, and really get a head up on a league where it seems like everyone's kind of down on this draft. Again, I understand I'm looking at all of this glass half full, almost basically glass fully full, even when it might just be empty and it's an optical illusion because the Raptors are a ways away. But this does kind of feel like a draft where maybe you can find a couple of diamonds in the rough. But anyway, a couple of players to keep an eye for. Like I said, Dillingham and Shepard. Shepard's shooting 50% from three this year. I think the Raptors need more shooting. He seems like he would be a really, really good fit. You also have UConn guard Stephen Castle. He can definitely hit from three. Bleacher Report has him going nine. The Ringer has him going first. That is, again, the variance that we are seeing. He has struggled from three at times this year, but he has kind of a shooting profile that will lead you to believe that he could figure that out at some point. I know that there are times where it's like, well, yeah, just the shooting can work itself out, and then it never does. But there are also times where it's Scotty, right? And the three-point shot was a weakness of his. He's not J.J. Redick, but it's not Rasho Nesterovic shooting three-pointers out there either. Like, this is someone who can shoot this enough that teams have to watch for him. So that is something that can develop. And also, he's hit it at other levels before. It's just this year at UConn, it hasn't been there. So Bleacher Report thinks he'll be there when the Raptors are picking, if they get that top six pick. The Ringer is saying that he is going to the Raptors only if they win the draft lottery. So some variance in these picks for sure. Jacoby Walker out of Baylor. The Ringer has him at number four. Bleacher Report had him going 17th. He can shoot. He has struggled at times again this year, but it seems like, again, I haven't watched a ton of Baylor, but just reading a couple of these reports, it seems like there's a bit of a well-roundedness to his game that people liked. Jared McCann out of Duke. The Ringer had him going 13th. Bleacher Report had him going 19th. 41% from three this season. And again, I think three-point shooting is something the Raptors are going to need to look for as this year, or as this draft goes along. And then Johnny Funfey for Kansas, along with Kevin McCullen for Kansas. Funfey, there's no way I'm saying that right. Bleacher Report has him going 20th. The Ringer has him going 12th. He's 6'9" and just seems like he's one of those well-rounded guys. Does need to fill out a little bit more, but we've seen that before in Toronto, right? And that happens. So that one feels like, again, that's more potentially there for the second pick that the Raptors have, but if he falls to him, could be one of those, like, project guys the Raptors have done pretty well on. McCullen doesn't exactly fit perfectly for this 100% exercise because he is out for the tournament, but A, I'm sure they'll talk about him. And B, if nothing else, you'll see the impact on his Kansas team. There are some people, just because it's a legacy brand and blah, 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 some people are high on Kansas, but a lot of people you hear are saying, like, this is a bit of a devastating blow for this Kansas team. And so I think if nothing else, you can see the impact he has on his team when he's not there. But just a player, if you want to go back and watch some Kansas games, that would be a guy you can keep an eye on. So, quick one today. But again, there isn't a whole lot to talk about with this team, to be perfectly honest with you. But we'll be back next week. We'll maybe have an update on some of these players, and hopefully things will have turned around a little bit for this Raptors team. Follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. I'm at PrimetimeKlein, twitch.tv/PrimetimePK, and you can email me, couchpotatodiary@yahoo.com. Thank you guys so much. Make sure you check out the flagship show, Couch Potato Diary, out now. Have a great day. Talk to you all later. I'm out.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.